Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rav Ram Goldar, and today we're Masechus Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin. The first parak, Arba Rosh Hashanim. Masechus Rosh Hashanah has been generally sponsored as a schus for Chaya Bas Esther. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a braisa beginning at the bottom of Daf Tez Zayin on a base details. What occurs to the Tzaddikim Rishayim and Beinonim after the judgments made on Yom Adin, the Day of Judgment, that takes place at the time of Tchias Amesim, the resurrection of the dead? Beishamai say, Beinonim Yordim Gehenim Umetzapzafim Ba'olim. The intermediate people descend to Gehenna, scream in pain, and then ascend. And about them, Chana said, Hashem memis mechayim morit sheol v'yal. Hashem puts to death and brings to life. He brings down to sheol and raises up. Beis Hillel say, the Torah states about Hashem, Rav Chesed, and abundant in kindness. This means that matikra pechesed, he tips the scales of the intermediate group towards kindness, so they do not have to descend to Gehenna at all. And about them, David said, Vahavti ki yishma Hashem es koli, I love when Hashem hears my voice. And about them, David said the entire parsha of Tehillim, which is Kapitel Kuf Tes Zayin, including the Losi V'li Yehoshia, I was poor, but he saved me. The Braisa details what happens to the Rishayim. Point number two, Rav said, Kol Mavir al Midosav Mavir no al Kopasha'av. Anyone who relinquishes his measures of retribution, the heavenly tribunal relinquishes all of his sins for him. Rashi explains that this refers to someone who does not calculate the exact measure of retribution that his attacker deserves. Rather, he tolerantly drops the entire matter and goes on his way. As it stated, Nosa Avon Ba'over Al Pesha, he pardons transgression and overlooks sin. Lemi Nosa Avon, Lemisha Over Al Pesha. Whose transgression does he pardon? One who overlooks sins committed against himself. The Gemara cites a related incident. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua became ill. And Rav Papa saw that he was on the brink of death and told the people to prepare shrouds. In the end, he recovered and Rav Papa was embarrassed to see him. When the people asked Rav Huna what he saw, he answered that indeed it was as Rav Papa said, that he was about to die. But at the last minute, Kosh Baruch Hu said to the basin, Shamala, Hoyo v'lo mokim b'mile v'lo sukuma b'hade. Since he doesn't stand on principle and is tolerant of others who wrong him, do not take a strict stand against him. And point number three, the Pasuk introducing the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim, the 13 attributes of mercy, states, V'yavar Hashem al pana v'yikra, and Hashem passed before him, meaning Moshe, and proclaimed. V'yochanan said, Imali mikra kasuv i'efshar la'omra. Were a Pasuk not written, it would be impossible to say it. This teaches the Kosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself in a talis like a shulich zibur. The herald of Moshe said to tefillah, and he demonstrated to Moshe the order of tefillah. Hashem said to him, "Kozman shi'israel chotin, yasul fane keseder azeh vani mochalehem." Anytime the Israel sins, let them perform before me this procedure, and I shall forgive them. So once again, the 3 points are number one. A braisa beginning at the bottom of Tez Zayin Amud Beis details what occurs to the tzaddikim, Rishayim, and Beinonim after the judgments made on Yom Adin, the day of judgment that takes place at the time of Tchias Amesim, the resurrection of the dead. Beis Shammai say, Beinonim yordim Gehenim umetzapzafim va'olim. The Beinonim descend to Gehenim, scream in pain, and then ascend, and about them, Chana said, Hashem memis mechayim morit sheol v'yal. Hashem puts to death and brings to life. He brings down to sheol and raises up. Beis Hillel say, the Torah states about Hashem, Rav Chesed, and abundant in kindness. This means, matikra pechesed. He tips the scales of the Beinonim towards kindness, so they don't have to descend to Gehenna at all. And about them, David said, "Vahavti ki yishma Hashem es koli." I love when Hashem hears my voice. And about them, David said, the entire parsha of Tehillim, Psalm 116, including Delosi v'li Yehoshia, I was poor, but he saved me. The Braisa details what happens to the Rishayim. Point number two, Rabbi said, "Kol mavir midosav mavir no al kopeshav." Anyone who relinquishes his measures of retribution, the heavenly tribunal relinquishes all of his sins for him. Rashi explains that this refers to someone who does not calculate the exact measure of retribution that his attacker deserves. Rather, he tolerantly drops the entire matter and goes on his way. As it stated, Nosa Avon Ba'over Al Pesha. He pardons transgression and overlooks sin. Lami Nosa Avon, Lamisha Over Al Pesha. Whose transgression does he pardon? One who overlooks sins committed against himself. The Gemara cites a related incident. Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua, became ill. Rav Papa saw that he was on the brink of death and told the people to prepare shrouds. In the end, he recovered and Rav Papa was embarrassed to see him. When the people asked Rav Huna what he saw, he answered that indeed it was as Rav Papa said, that he was about to die. But at the last minute, Kosh Baruch Hu said to the basin Shalmala, Hoyevo mokim b'mile v'osakuma v'hade. Since he does not stand on principle and is tolerant of others who wrong him, do not take a strict stand against them. And point number three, the Pasuk introducing the Yud Gimel Midas Shel Rachamim, the 13 attributes of mercy, states, V'yavar Hashem al pana v'yikra, and Hashem passed before him, meaning Moshe, and proclaimed. V'yochanan said, Imali mikra kasuv i'efshar la'omro. Were a Pasuk not written, it would be impossible to say it. Malamin shenisati v'kosh baruch hu keshulich sibur. This teaches that Kosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself up in a talis like a shulich sibor, beherogol Moshe seder tefillah, and he demonstrated to Moshe the order of tefillah. Hashem said to him, Kolzman Shisrael chotin, yasu fane keseder azeh vani mokolahem. Anytime the Yisrael sins, let them perform before me this procedure, and I shall forgive them. All right, so now we go to our Simur Daf Yud Zayin, and our standard simon is a used car salesman, So here goes. The repentant used car salesman who did teshuva after reading how people get punished on the Yom HaDin opened up Mavir Al Hamido's Motors and sold cars while wrapped up in a talis and asking for mercy. Once again in slow motion. The repentant used car salesman, that must be more on Daf Yud Zayin. The repentant used car salesman who did teshuva after reading how people get punished on the Yom HaDin, which reminds me of Malkos Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding what happens to the Beinonim. On the Yom HaDin, Beis Shammai say Beinonim yordin Gehenim umetzapsufim v'olin. The Beinonim descend to Gehenim, scream in pain, and then ascend, whereas Beis Hillel say that Hashem is a Rav Chesed, which means Mate Klape Chesed. He tips the scales of the Beinonim towards kindness so that they do not have to descend to Gehenim at all. So the repentant used car salesman who did the Teshuvah after reading how people get punished on the Yom HaDin opened up Mavir Al Hamidos Motors, which reminds us, Rav has said, called Mavir Al Midos of Mavir No Al Kobashav. Anyone who relinquishes his measures of retribution, the heavenly tribunal relinquishes all of his sins. As it stated, no se avon, but over all pesha. He pardons transgression and overlooks sins. Lami no se avon, lamisha over all pesha. Whose transgression does he pardon? One who overlooks sins committed against himself. So the repentant used car salesman who did teshuva, after reading how people get punished on the Yom HaDin, opened up Mavir Al Hamido's Motors and sold cars while wrapped up in a talis and asking for mercy. Which reminds us, regarding the Yudgibo Mido Shel Rachamim, the 13 attributes of mercy, Yochanan said, Imali Mikra Kasav Iyef Shel Omro, where Pasuk not written, it would be impossible to say, Malam Shinisatev HaKosh Baruch Hu Kashulich Sibor. This teaches that HaKosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself up in a talis like Kashulich Sibor, Vehero Lo Moshe Seder Tefillah, and he demonstrated to Moshe the order of Tefillah. Hashem said to him, Kozman Shisrael Chotin, Yasu Afani Keseder Azeh Vani Mokolahem. Anytime the Yisrael sins, let them perform before me this procedure, and I shall forgive them. So once again, the repentant used car salesman who did teshuva, after reading how people get punished on the Yom HaDin, opened up Mavir Al Hamido's Motors and sold cars while wrapped up in a talis and asking for mercy. All right, now it's time for a four blah back chazorah. Daf Yud Gimel. So the Simur Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The bar mitzvah boy, that must be more on Daf Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah boy excitedly used his new Rabbanan's measurement kit to determine exactly when his plant reached a third of its growth, which reminds us more about a mission that taught the produce and olives required tithing from they grow to one-third of their maturity. Rashi explains the produce refers to grains and grapes. Rabbi Yirmi said, Rabbi Zerah, they shouldn't cast aspersions on the measurements of the Rabbanan, for kol midas hachamim kenu. All the measurements of the Rabbanan like that, they're given in exact terms. So the bar mitzvah boy excitedly used his new Rabbanan's measurement kit to determine exactly when his plant reached a third of its growth, hoping it would last for 3 years, which reminds us, the Gemara seeks a source for the rule. The produce is assigned to a given year based on when it reaches one-third of its maturity. Saw in a Bryce where Yonis Min Yonis says, the Pasuk states, I will ordain my bracha for you in the sixth year, and it will make a crop sufficient for the 3 years. Do not read it as it's written, for the 3 years, rather read it as though it's written, for a third of the crop. So that the sense of the pasuk is that produce is considered finished when it's one-third ripe, and it's this moment that determines to which year's crop it should be assigned. So the bar mitzvah boy excitedly used his new Rabbanan's measurement kit to determine exactly when his plant reached a third of its growth, hoping it would last for 3 years, and also to check if his kidneys had taken root. Which reminds me, more brings a mission in Shviz that teaches rice, mill, poppy, and sesame, which are all types of kidneys, that took root before Shoshana are tithed according to the past year and are permitted on the seventh year. But if they took root after Shoshana, they're forbidden during the seventh year and are tithed according to the coming year, since they are harvested a few at a time, resulting in some being picked before Shoshana and some after. The Rabban chose to assign them based on taking root. Daf Yadal. So the Simur Daf Yadal at his hands, and we use a juggler. So here goes. The juggler, that must be more on Daf Yadal at hand. The juggler performing in the freezing cold at the tree's birthday party, which reminds us. The Gemara asks what the reason is that the Rosh Hashanah for trees is in Shvat, and answers, based on the statement the Rebbe Elazar said in the Rebbe Hoshea, that even though most of the winter season is yet to come, the Rosh Hashanah for trees is still in Shvat because most of the rain days of the year have already passed. And Rosh explains that these rains cause the sap to rise in the trees, and it's this that will cause the new fruits to emerge. So the juggler performing in the freezing cold at the tree's birthday party, juggling Maaser Ani and Maaser Esrogim at the same time, which reminds us that there was an incident with Rabbi Akiva where he picked the fruits of an Esrog tree on the first of Shvat in the third year of the Shemitah cycle, and he subjected them to two tithes. Maaser Ani, in accordance with Beis Shammai, hold that Rosh Hashanah trees begins on the first of Shvat, and Maaser Sheni, in accordance with Beis Hillel, hold that Rosh Hashanah does not begin until the 15th. And the Gemara asks if we act in accordance with two chumras, since the Braisa taught the one who adopts the chumras of both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the pasuk states, "Vaksil b'choshek teilech," and the fool goes in darkness. So how then could Rabbi Akiva act in accordance with both? The Gemara answers Rabbi Akiva meant to follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, but was unsure which date Beis Hillel held. Therefore, he gave both tithes. So the juggler performing in the freezing cold at the tree's birthday party, juggling Maaser Ani and Maaser Sheni Esrogim at the same time, threw three Esrogim up, high as the tree, and one down, as low as a vegetable. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says that Rabbi Akiva was subjecting the Esrog to two tithes, according to the practice of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar, due to his uncertainty as to the halacha in their malchokas. Rabbi Gamliel said an Esrog is similar to a tree in three ways, and to a vegetable in one way. It's similar to a tree in regard to Orel, Ravai, and Shmi, in that it goes Basar Chanata, and it's similar to a vegetable in one way, its status regarding Maaser is determined at the time of Akita, at the time that it's picked. Whereas Rabbi Elazar says the Esrog is similar to a tree in every respect, even regarding Maaser. According to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva was unsure as to whose opinion to follow, so he took both. Daf Tezvav, so the Simmer Daf Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The farmhands who collected the Esrogim with fingerprints all over them into fruit bowls, that must mean we're on Daf Tezvav too, Tu Bishvat. The farmhands who collected the Esrogim with fingerprints all over them into fruit bowls, which reminds Rabbi holds that even though an Esrog had Chanat in the sixth year, because everyone's hands touches it during the seventh year, it's practically ownerless and therefore putter from Maaseres. So the farmhands who collected the Esrogim with fingerprints all over them into fruit bowls from the crop that emerged and were picked in the same year, which reminds Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda said the name Rabbi Shimon, that for something to be chayv in Maaseres or biur, it must have chanat and lakita in the same year. So the farmhands who collected the Esrogim with fingerprints all over them into fruit bowls from the crop that emerged and were picked in the same year, worked for a farmer who wasn't based in testifying, as Rogan go after Lakita for Maaser and Chanata for Shemitah. Which reminds us, we learned that Rabba and Rav Hamnuna go according to Av Thomas, who testified that an Esrog goes after its picking for Maaser and after Chanata for Shemitah. However, the Rabban ruled that we follow the time of its picking for Maaser and Shemitah. Daf Tezayin, so the Simmer Daf Tezayin is toes. See, here goes. The acrobat with the big toes, that must mean we're on Daf Tezayin. The acrobat with the big toes who did backflips in front of judges every day, which reminds us the next Mishnah says, Ba'arba Prakima Olam Nidon, at four junctures during the year the world is judged. The Gemara asks who the Tana of the Mishnah is, as it's clear that it's not in accordance with four Tanaim who all hold differently regarding when and how frequently one is judged. So the acrobat with the big toes who did backflips in front of judges every day while reciting three sets of psukim and blowing a shofar, which reminds us, the Gemara brings up Rice that teaches what a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Bnei Yisrael to do at each of the four junctures in order to receive favorable judgments. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, he says, Imru Afani Rosh Hashanah, Machios Zichron Sveshofros. Reside before me on Rosh Hashanah, the Psukim of Kingship, Remembrance, and Shofar. So the acrobat with the big toes who did backflips in front of judges every day, or reciting three sets of Psukim and blowing a shofar, would wait anxiously to see which book of results they would write him into. Which reminds Rabbi Kurtz, what I said in the Rabbi Yochanan, Shosh is fine, Niftachim b'Rosh Hashanah. Three books are opened on Rosh Hashanah. Echod shall Roshayim Gemorim, Echod shall Tzadikim Gemorim, Ve'echod shall Beinonim. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.